Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four USCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Greetings and Happy New Year, UFCCM supporters, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and also on behalf of our Ecumenical Patriarch, His Eminence Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr. We give honor to God, who is the head of our lives and who has graciously allowed us to come together one more time. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you all for tuning in to the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. This is Teacher Margaret Tindall coming to you by means of UFCCM Anointed Radio, extending a hearty welcome as you all are tuning in today, whether by phone or on UFCCM Facebook Live or on our UFCCM website. We give honor to our Ecumenical Patriarch, Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr., our Episcopal Board of Bishops, the Sacred College, national officials, clergy, laity, supporters, and listeners everywhere, wherever you are. We thank God for you today. We are so excited as this year, 2024, is the beginning of the 20th year of the UFCCM. God has truly brought us a long way during these 20 years. He has sustained us. He has kept us. And we know that He has used the UFCCM ministry to bless many, many souls. And we believe many more will be blessed in the years to come. Let us now go before the Lord in prayer and morning scripture, led by our co-host mentee, Pastor Sherry Atkinson of Little M, Texas. Bless you, Pastor Atkinson.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Teacher Tindall. Giving honor to the Lord, I thank and I praise God for all that He has done, honoring our EP, our Mother Bishop, Bishop Haywood, Teacher Tindall, and everyone else that's affiliated and associated with UFCCM. I do honor the Lord. I thank God for 2024. I praise God for each and every one that has crossed over into 2024. God has allowed us to be here on this morning. So we ought to just praise God. We ought to just thank God because He found us worthy in spite of ourselves. So, God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for more opportunities in 2024 to share your word, to spread your word. God, help us all to be doers of the word like never before and not hearers only. Father God, help us to reach people in various nations, Lord God. Let us get the word out, Lord God, nationally, Lord God, not only to our families and our churches, but within our communities, wherever we may go, because it is critical this year that we share the word of God more than ever, because as we look around, there's a lot going on in this world. So in order to combat that, we need to share the word, spread the word, and we need to pray more. So I praise God. I thank God for all that Jesus has done. Now, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Peter 4, verses 1 and 2 for our scripture reading. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer shall live the rest of his life in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. So we thank God because of how God has suffered in the flesh. We need to have a mindset. We need to put away our earthly passions, the lust, the desires, chasing our own desires in our flesh. But instead, we need to be anxious to do the will of our Father. So, God, we thank you that this year, our focus is simply to do the will of he who has sent us. We bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Sherry, for that prayer and that scripture of encouragement. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, we're so grateful for how God has sustained us and brought us through the year of 2023 with all its highs and lows, its challenges and victories, its blessings. As we went through this year, focused on our theme of prevailing through the power of prayer. And yet we are prevailing, and we will continue to do so. It is by God's grace and good pleasure that he has enabled and empowered us to continue with this monthly USECM broadcast in which God has led us to bring so many powerful, uplifting, and enlightening lessons, teachers brought to us by many, many powerful and anointed men and women of God. And as we begin our USCCM 20th anniversary year, we look forward to more in 24. More great lessons, more teaching, more messages of hope, more messages of inspiration and spiritual enlightenment, which God, I know that God has in store for us, with his purpose to bring us to greater spiritual maturity, to encourage us, to inspire us, and to give us hope as we continue this faith walk, as we continue this walk with Christ. I just want to mention the fact that the UFCCM Laity Outreach Broad aired in March of 2016. And in March of 24, we will celebrate, the Lord delay his coming, the beginning of our 8th year of this ministry, coming to you by means of UFCCM Anointed Radio. What a blessing. What a blessing. We praise God. And at the beginning of each year, amen. A celebration praising God for his goodness and his mercy to bring us and keep us and sustain us and keep our minds focused on doing what he has assigned our hands to do. At the beginning of each year, we have been so richly blessed to have our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Henry A. Kendall, Sr., usually together with Mother Bishop Shirley Tindall. And I just want to stop and mention Mother Bishop is recovering from surgery. She is in some pain right now, but yet she is on this line listening. And we just pray for her and pray that God will bring her out, will raise her up, will strengthen her. And we know that as time goes by, that pain will diminish. But we just praise God and lift her up in prayer today. But usually our Ecumenical Patriarch with Mother Bishop are our first broadcast presenters every year. And they announce our UFCCM annual theme. And also the EP presents an enlightening exposition and lesson on the theme. And, you know, the purpose of this is to establish the focus and direction for our upcoming 2024 annual conference, which this year will be an anniversary conference, and also the other UFCCM events throughout the year. And this year is no exception. As you notice, we use the annual theme as the overarching theme for our broadcast, for everything that we do during the year in UFCCM. And it truly has been a blessing. So we're so honored to have as our speaker this morning our Ecumenical Patriarch, founder, and presiding prelate of the UFCCM, His Eminence Bishop Henry A. Tindall. I do not need to go into a lengthy introduction because we all know him. We know who he is. We know him by his works, and we know him as our presiding prelate of this ministry. So at this time, we're going to now hear from His Eminence Bishop Henry A. Tindall, Sr. Bless you, Bishop Tindall.
Thank you, Teacher Tindall. And good morning to each and every person, or shall I say, good afternoon to each and all of you who are listening in to this broadcast this morning. We want to give honor to Teacher Tindall for the work that she's doing with the Laity Training Broadcast and celebrating 8 years of this particular ministry. We want to give thanks to His Grace Bishop H.D. Haywood for his loyal support to this Laity Training Broadcast ministry as the program director, and to the newest member of the team, Pastor Sherry Atkinson, and for the wonderful cooperation that she is giving to the Ministry of Laity Training, and particularly to each and every one of you, our faithful listeners, as well as to our guests and any others who may be listening in to this broadcast, which is the first Laity Training broadcast of this new year, 2024. It has always been our pleasure and our joy at the beginning of the year to share with you the theme that the Lord has placed in our hearts for the entire year. I think back of so many of the wonderful themes that we've had, and it seems as if they have had a way of just launching us on into higher heights and deeper depth in the Lord. This year, our theme will remind us that we have been in existence as a fellowship ministry for 20 years. What a blessing. So many that I know who started off with me in other ministries and so forth have not endured, but the Lord has allowed us to have endured 20 years. And what a wonderful and rich history those 20 years have been. Generally, the Holy Spirit drops into my spirit a theme for the year. Sometimes I will receive it almost at immediately at the end of the present conference. Sometimes it will be a matter of weeks before this broadcast when the Holy Spirit will reveal it to me. But this year was a little different. I have sought and sought and sought, yet nothing came into my spirit. So this year, the theme originates from a little different source. I want to give thanks, therefore, to the members of the planning committee who came up with various suggestions from those who contributed ideas for this year's theme. Oh, Bishop Hobson gave a very wonderful suggestion for our theme, and Overseer Tyndall gave a wonderful suggestion for our theme, and so did Elder Almond. And it seemed as if the Holy Spirit wanted to wait for a specific moment to just tie them all together. And therefore, the theme that we have today is a combination of the suggestions from Overseer Tyndall and from Bishop Ronald Scott Hobson.
Bishop Aaron Nixon.
Thank you, Bishop Nixon. Did not mean to overlook your name. I would like to tell you what the theme for this year, and I believe that this has come from the Lord through me to you. Our theme is taken from Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. My initial reaction to this verse was to simply use the first clause of this verse, but the Holy Spirit said use the entire verse, even though the majority of our remarks today will be based upon the first clause of this verse. I have a habit, when the Lord revealed a scripture to me, to read that scripture in as many different versions of the Bible as I can. I guess, like a lot of people, I love the King James Version of the Bible. But the King James Version has been written in the vernacular of 16th century English language. Our language is more of a different vernacular now. Some words have meant one thing and the 16th century means something entirely different now. I used to wonder why the scripture always said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. In our vernacular, when we say suffer, we mean that cause someone to be in duress or pain or inconvenience. But back then, the word suffer simply meant permit. So I want to read to you three different versions of the scripture that the Lord has given me. The first one I'm going to read to you is from the Good News Translation. And it says, the Lord said to his people, stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path and where the best road is. Walk in it, and you will live in peace. And that last part, but they said, no, we will not. Look at the English Standard Version. It says, thus said the Lord, stand by the roads and look, and ask for the ancient path where the good way is, and walk in it and find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not. You may be familiar with the Berean Standard Edition of the Bible, and it reads thus. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look, and ask for the ancient paths. Where is the good way? Then walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. I would like to read a very current version of this, and this comes from the Net Bible. And this is the scripture that I have chosen. This is the version that I've chosen to speak on this particular passage of scripture from today by the leading of the Holy Spirit. The Lord said to his people, "You are standing at the crossroads. So consider your path and where the old reliable paths are and where the path is that leads to blessings and follow it. If you do, you will find rest for your souls." But they said, "We will not follow it." The thought that the Lord had put together in my spirit for our theme this year, remembering the vision while going forward in unity, remembering the vision while going forward in unity, remembrance of where you have come from is very, very important. If you do not take the time and occasionally reconsider or call to remembrance where you have been, you may find yourself doing the same thing over and over again. And that is not a bad thing to do if you want to continue to get the same things that you have always been getting. But if you want to move into another era, into another range of faith, into another era of conquest in the kingdom of the Lord, and more faith and more power, then your remembrance of the past must be equivalent to the way a driver drives a car. When the driver is driving a car, he's looking through his windshield. But strategically placed on that windshield or in the front of the car is a rearview mirror. And we do not drive forward by looking in the rearview mirror. We drive forward by looking through the windshield. But it is the rearview mirror that reminds us of whether or not we are driving in a safe manner so that we can get to our destination. When we look at our past, let's be honest. As we remember our past, we remember that there are some things that brought great joy. There were some things that brought sadness. There were a few pitfalls along the way. There were some heights. And there were some lows. But we learn from these experiences. When we remember the past, we are bringing into the forefront of our minds the things that brought the blessings that we were looking for. The prophet Jeremiah referred to them in this message to Israel as the ancient paths, the way you used to walk. Remember how God brought you through the wilderness. Remember where you have come from, that at one point you were slaves in the land of Egypt. Remember how God brought water when you were thirsty. Remember how God brought bread when you were hungry. Remember how God brought meat when you required meat. Remember how God did so many miraculous things for you, allowed you to cross the Red Sea on dry ground so that your raiment, and this is in the Bible, your raiment did not wear for the whole 40 years that you were going through the wilderness. The leather on your shoes did not rot for 40 years. Wouldn't that be wonderful today if you could buy a pair of shoes and get 40 years wear out of them? Of course, I guess the thing nowadays is more about fashion than wear. But nevertheless, let's not forget UFCCM what God had brought us through. There are a whole lot of people that says, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. But let me tell you something. I don't look back and wonder how we got over. I know how we got over. It was by God's grace. It was by God's mercies. It was by God showing us the way. It was by God putting his word in the hearts and minds of those that God have put in positions of leadership for us, and following the leading of the Holy Spirit, that we have come to where we are today. So remember the past, because it can direct your future. Learn from the past, because the past can help you overcome and avoid danger and pitfalls that the enemy will redress and bring back to you in a more updated version. Remember, it has been God's grace that have brought you. Remember that God never changes. Remember the word says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. Remember that God never fails. In other words, remember that you can rely on God. The same God that brought you through will carry you over, because he is God, Almighty God. Besides him, there is no other. So remembering the vision, don't let the vision of what God called this ministry into being about slip away from us. You know, it's easy sometimes to forget when you're struggling and when you're trying and when you're going through. Sometimes it seems like you can just barely make it, but yet God gives you a victory and you go forward, and something else comes up and God gives you victory and you go forward. And then some of us get to where we want to be and we forget about how he provided food when we were hungry. We do not want anyone to think we ever had a situation in our lives, not now, where we did not have food to eat or had to wake up to a house with no heat in the morning. Yes. Don't forget, the Lord through. And this was the fallacy of Israel. After all that God had done for them as a nation, they allowed themselves to forget that it was the Lord that had brought them to where they were. The second thing, when you remember the past, recapture the vision. Recapture the vision. If you do not know what the vision is, then ask somebody. Listen, what did the scripture say from Jeremiah? Stand, you are standing at the crossroads. Some folk are not going where they want to get because they do not know where they want to go. So if you don't know what the vision is, and when I talk about the vision of the UFCCM, I'm talking about your vision, because we are all workers together. It's not my vision and your vision and his vision and her vision. No. We must all have the same mind and the same spirit. Let this mind dwell in you that is also in Christ Jesus, that we walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Keep the mind of Christ. Keep that mind, that even though all of us may go about doing the same thing with a different method, it is important to matter that we're all going after the same objective.
Amen.
So remember the vision.
Yeah.
The writer says that we should make the vision plain. Mm-hmm. Write it on a tablet that he may run that reading it. There is a vision statement on the UFCCM website. that you can clearly read from time to time. What are we about? Are we just a group of people coming together to have a good time? Or are we trying to impact this world for Jesus Christ? Are we involved with doing those things to enrich our understanding of the Scripture? Doing those things that give us enlightenment in the body of Christ? Doing those things that help us to become stronger, to encourage each other? Look at the vision and see why we are together in the UFCCM. It's not about to exalt anyone, but it is about to exalt the name of Jesus. If we want to win souls, remember that the Lord Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth. It's wonderful to have a founder. It's wonderful to have an ecumenical patriarch. It's wonderful to have a prelate and a bishop and overseers and all, but we're not involved about lifting them up. Our task is to lift up Jesus. And as we lift each other, we lift Jesus. Remember, make the vision plain. If you don't know what it is, ask. This verse said, listen, you are standing at the crossroads, so consider your path. Recapture what it is that God has put in you. You know, Satan is always busy and makes it his eternal job, if he had eternity to do so. He makes it his eternal conquest to do everything he can to destroy the vision that the Lord has put in your spirit. How many times have you thrown your hand up and said, I just can't make it. It's too hard. Nobody cares. Nobody does. You tell the devil to his face, Satan, you are a liar. Jesus named him a liar and said that the truth is not in him. And he also said that he is the father of lies. So as you recapture the vision and God begins to restore the hope and begin to restore the spirit of togetherness and restore the spirit of unity in you. And you remember what God has brought you together for. Put the devil on a flight. Ultimately, he's a coward. The Bible says, draw nigh to God. You can read it in the book of James. And he will draw nigh to you.
Amen.
Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Resist the devil with all your might. Run after God like the devil's running after you. So remember the past. Recapture the vision. Are we standing at a crossroad right now as we approach the 20th year of the UFCCM? Are we standing at a crossroad? Do we need to consider or reevaluate the ancient paths? Jeremiah's message to Israel was to look for the ancient paths. And when you have found them, walk in them, and you will find rest for your soul. Now, I want to tell you something that's important, because what the Lord did when he dropped the concept of the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries into our spirit was not an accident. It was a divine mandate from the Holy Spirit for us to step out and do what he would lead us to do, to bring together like-minded men and women and churches and ministries in the body of Christ, that together we may be strengthened to go forth in the work, the way, and the will of the Lord as never before. So as we remember the past and we capture the vision, finally restore the zeal. Restore the zeal.
Yes.
It is the Holy Spirit that is able to perfect restoration in the lives of believers. We can't do it by ourselves.
No.
We can't do it all alone. more and more and more, especially in light of this day and age in which we're living in. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the anointing of fresh fire.
Amen.
It is that fresh fire, oh my, that brings a recapturing and a restoration of the zeal of God. And when we get that zeal of God, we will feel like going forward with renewed purpose.
Yeah.
I heard the writer say in the book of Psalms that thou hast shown me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand pleasures forevermore. That happens when you recapture the zeal. When the zeal of the Lord is restored in you, you come out the valley of dry bones, and you become a witness that, yes, these bones can live. You become a witness that, yes, there are multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. You walk by them every day. You encounter them on the job. You encounter them in your very homes. Oh, help me here, Holy Spirit. We sometimes encounter them in our very church. Oh, everyone sitting on the pew may not be filled with the joy of the Lord and with the expectation that you have. But when you capture the zeal, when you restore the zeal of what God has done in your life through being in unity with God, the fire begins to burn. And if you get that zeal to want to go out and reach out and tell somebody. I know this statement is trite, but I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who will save anybody. That is the ultimate mission of the UFCCM, to reach out and empower ourselves with wisdom and knowledge and understanding from the Lord, that we may become more effective in reaching the lost. Bringing men and women, boys and girls, little children. The theme this morning, but yes, we are in the end times. This is the time in which the Lord is soon to come. And I tell you, he's coming in a time we do not expect. So we need to be ready.
Amen.
And let the zeal of the Lord be rich in your heart. You know, there was a prophet in the Bible that got tired of preaching to people and telling them what God's going to do. Israel, if you don't do what God said, do, then you're not going to be walking in the way of the Lord and find rest for your soul. God said he's going to bring destruction. God says he's going to do this to you. God says that he's going to send an ancient, a foreign nation against you. But if you repent, you can avoid it. But they said, we will not follow the paths that God has given us. We will not follow the ancient paths. We're going to get away. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to move away from the foundation. We forget that the foundation of God is sure. And now in this evening light hour, every new thing that they have out in the world, we want to bring it into the church. We do not want the world to replicate the church, but we want the church to replicate the world. But Jesus said, come out.
Come out.
Oh, God. Seven and need you separate, says the Lord. Help me here, Holy Ghost. But you know, you preach it and you preach it and you teach it and you teach it until sometimes it looks like folk will not hear. They don't want to understand. They won't change. You get like this prophet I'm getting ready to talk about. They literally got disgusted.
Yes.
Said, I'm tired of telling the folks. I'm tired of reviewing the past. I'm tired of recapturing the vision. I'm tired of having a zeal and not going anywhere. So he sat down under a juniper tree and said, I'm not going to preach anymore.
Yes.
I'm not going to teach anymore in the name of Jesus. But he said, as I sat there, as I sat there, let me tell you something. In your lowest moments, in your darkest hour, you're not by yourself. when it seems like the pressures and the position tools of life.
Hallelujah.
You're not by yourself. When it feels like you're accomplishing nothing and you want to give up and be discouraged, allow the devil to deceive you. That prophet said under that tree and said, I was not going to preach, I was not going to teach. Lord, I'm not getting nowhere. Lord, I'm giving up. But the Holy Ghost began to move in that prophet, and he opened his mouth and said, when I would forbear, I couldn't help myself because the word of the Lord got in me. And it was just like fire.
Jesus.
I'm trying to control myself here this morning.
That's all right.
But the zeal of the Lord was just like fire.
Like fire.
Shut up.
Shut up.
In my bones.
In my bones.
We might say it like this. Mm-hmm. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody. But I couldn't keep it
to myself.
When I remember the vision.
Yes, Lord.
And remember that God wants me to go forward.
Yes.
In unity. I remember that the UFCCM is a vehicle that God has brought to planet Earth to utilize the glory in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let the zeal of the Lord burn in you.
Yes.
Let the zeal of the knowledge of the word of God burn in you.
Yes.
I'm just scratching the surface. I believe that during the course of this year, you're going to hear some powerful messages coming from God's anointing, anointed, about remembering the vision and about going forward. We're not going backwards. We may be looking through the rearview mirror, but we're going forward. Amen. We're looking at what we've been through.
Yes.
But what we've been through is a reminder that I can go through.
Yes.
If God did it yesterday,
yes,
that same God will do it again today.
Yes.
So for 2024, as never before, let's rise and let's go forward. Let's remember the vision that God has put in the UFCCM. But I want to make this crystal clear. Remember the vision that God has put in you. And the reason that you are a part of this is because we have the same vision. We have like mind. We're not fighting against each other, but we're fighting against the enemy that wants to destroy and hinder and kill the work of the Lord. But
we
shall overcome.
Overcome.
Because we're going forward. And in closing, how are we going forward? We're going forward in unity.
Yes.
The word unity is embedded in the name of the UFCCM.
Yes.
United. United. We're not the divided fellowship of Christian churches and ministry, but we are the united. We are together. We are one. We are an army of the Lord with one goal, with one purpose, and we are driven by the same dynamo. And that dynamo, and you don't hear too much about that dynamo like you should, but that dynamo is the Holy Ghost. It is the Holy Ghost who is our director. And it is he that will lead you to walk in the ancient path. You may not do the things today like they were done yesterday, but don't get away from the path.
Yes.
Stay with the foundation of truth.
Yes.
I'm trying to stop this. So may God bless you and God help you. I don't want to just leave it hanging in the air, but I've got myself. The Holy Spirit got me excited speaking to you this morning. But I trust and pray that you receive this and that as this year unfolds, that you will be blessed.
Yes.
That you remember where you've been.
Okay.
You remember, see where you are, and you'll go forward to victory.
Yes.
In Jesus' precious
name.
May God bless you and help you and keep each and every one of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, we're back, and we're just so excited about that message coming to us from our prelate, our presiding prelate, and the annual theme. Oh, my goodness. Bishop Tindall, you have excited us and stimulated us through the Word of God today to restore the zeal and to recapture the zeal. I'm not going to have too many comments because I'm just overflowing, but we're going to open up the lines right now. We've allowed a little bit of time, a little more time today because we believe that many of you would want to call in and make your comments or questions. And so I know you have been inspired. I know you have been on the edge of your seat, if you could keep your seat. But we praise God for this. So we want you to keep in mind, if you're on your phone, if you will dial in the dial-in number 347, well, you're already on your phone, just press 1, and Bishop Haywood will bring you in. Now, if you're on Facebook Live or you're on the UFCCM website, you will need to grab your phone and dial 347-850-1405, press 1, and our program director, Bishop Haywood, will bring you right in. So, Bishop Haywood, do we have any callers now who have pressed 1?
Yes, we do. We have quite a few there. It's lighting up right now. Overseer Tindall, go right ahead.
Amen. thank you for letting me go first because I am at work, going back to work, but I just want to say that I thoroughly enjoyed the message this morning about that zeal and about stirring up that vision. It has inspired me to do some things that I've been talking about in church. Amen. And it has inspired me this morning. I'm getting ready to get a couple posters and banners, and we're going to start posting the vision up in the church because Bishop stressed again, those make the vision plain, put it upon table so that those that read it can run. Amen. And I like the fact that he said we are all united. We're here for the same purpose. My way of getting there may be a little bit different than yours, but we work together in unity to accomplish the vision. Amen. So I do appreciate that word. Amen. God bless.
God bless you, Overseer.
Amen. Caller, you are at 774-361. Go right ahead. 774-361. Tell us who you are and where you're from. And go ahead with your comments.
Praise God. This is Bishop Hobson from the great state of Massachusetts. Oh, what a powerful and wonderful, inspiring word that came forth from our prelate and our EP, our chief apostle. It was so exciting. I was sitting here in my office, and I'm running all over the place right now of the excitement of the theme for this year. I just want to encourage our leader that you're doing a tremendous and great job. Thank you for this boost. Thank you for this charge. Thank you for this empowerment for us to move to the next level and the next dimension. I am so excited to see what the Lord is going to do in the UFCCM this year. And thank you again, Your Eminence, for bringing such a powerful, encouraging word. And I'm just full right now. So I'm like Teacher Tim, but I'm going to leave it alone. Praise God.
Amen. Bless you, Your Grace, Bishop Hobson. It's hard to keep your seat when we hear this word that God has stirred up in our bishop and using it to stir us up. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Deacon Zendler, go right ahead.
Hello. Protocol has been established, but give honor and glory to my Lord and Savior and my bishop, Bishop Tindall. Bishop Haywood, and honor to prelate Bishop Tindall. I just have a scripture to share, and it's Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 11. Do not lack diligence. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in affliction. Be persistent in prayer. Share with the saints in their needs and pursue hospitality. I should have started with verse 10, actually. Show family affection to one another with brotherly love. Outdo one another in showing honor, along with everything that was said. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that scripture, Sister Monica. Deaconess Monica, I should say.
Caller, you are 242-605. Tell us who you are and where you're from. 242-605. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and Happy New Year to everybody. This is Bishop Aaron Nixon from Nassau, Bahamas, and it's just a pleasure and a joy to be able to be on and listen to the word of the Lord on this morning. What a word coming from our prelate. Amen. And remembering the past, recapturing the vision, and restoring the zeal. Am I going forward in unity? I tell you, I'm, like everyone has said, it's such a blessing, and it sure has established something for us to hold on to as we go forward in this new year, as we even in our personal, in our own ministries, as we continue to serve. We have something to look forward to. Listen here. In spite of how the past has been, we got to remember that God has called us, and if he has called us, he has established, and he will continue the work that he has called us to do. And just recapturing the vision and to restore the zeal. And like Bishop has said, we have lost that zeal of really what our purpose is, and our purpose is to win souls for the kingdom of God. And I believe that we would recapture that. Restore that zeal to go out there and to win souls for Christ, then the Lord will be pleased with our work. Amen. And he'll say, well done to us. And so I thank God so much for the word of the Lord on this morning and this afternoon. And thank God for all of you that are connected to this fellowship. We pray God blessing that will continue to be poured out upon us all. In Jesus' name.
Bless you, your grace, Bishop Nixon. So glad to have those comments from you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, blessings. We have Pastor Rhodes. Tell us where you're from again. And those that I don't call your name, it's only because I either don't have your number listed or I didn't have an opportunity to take you into the screening room. So, again, if I didn't take you in the screening room to get your name, please let us know who you are and where you're calling from. Pastor Rhodes, go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. I'm just so excited. I just thank God for that word. Thank you, E.T. and Mother Bishop and everyone. Protocol husband already been said, but I just thank God for everyone. I thank God for that word. I thank you for just the recapturing, amen, and just going forth in this hour. I think you have stirred up something.
Yeah,
people, and it has stirred my soul up. All I could do was sit here and just rejoice and smile and just think of how the love, even the love that's on the line, amen, and how it's being rejuvenated, amen, for people. I don't know about, but for me, and I just say thank you, thank you, thank you, and keep doing what you're doing. We'll continually praying for you and Mother Bishop, amen, and let you know we love you all, and just keep doing what you're doing. I can't say anymore. I don't want to get started. He is faithful, amen. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor Rhodes. Amen.
Yes, Sister Melissa, go right ahead.
As you said, I am Usher Sister Melissa, and I just wanted to reiterate what was said in not forgetting where you came from. That is so important. It is so important to be humble and to be grateful. And should you get arrogant, God will humble you. So
yeah,
I just am very thankful that we are all safe and here today. I don't know where everybody else is, but here in Wisconsin, we had a terrible snowstorm, and roads and travel was impossible today because the roads were impassable. And I'm just glad that we are all safe and we are all here and gathered together and worship God and give praise and remember to not forget where we came from and to be grateful for all we have.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Melissa.
Bishop Davis, go right ahead. Tell us where you're from again. You know, I always need to know because I just forget where our Bishop Davis is.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. To our EP and our General Secretary, to the EBOB, SCOB, the Bishop-elect, well, no longer Bishop-elect, overseers, pastors, and ministers, we greet you with Jesus' joy from Harvest Ministries. I was just excited about this word because there was a phrase that he used in this message. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, there was a phrase that he used in this image that I got when he spoke. He said, we're moving forward, but we look in the rearview mirror. And when that hit me, it hit me because the Lord spoke to me a few years back, and he told me in ministry, he said, these three things. He says, remember the past, live in the present and look forward to the future. And that said something to me. And I thank Bishop Tindall because unity is one of the things we really need nowadays. I mean, in our world and especially in the United States and our government, in every facet of life that we have, we need unity. But it also spoke to me, and it says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And I just want to say to our EP, keep on doing what you're doing, and don't give up. The towel has not been thrown in, and so neither should we just give up. So I thank you, Teacher Tendo, Bishop Haywood, God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you for those words of encouragement, Bishop Davis.
All right. Deacon Gibson, go right ahead.
Blessings, everyone. Blessings to Prelay and EP and to my Bishop, Bishop Haywood. This was a powerful message. Especially the theme, what really spoke out to me was two things, zeal and unity. I always like to, my bishop always says, context and definition, so I'm not going to prolong. I'm going to say zeal is, it means passionate, adore, and to pursue of anything. And also with unity, it says to state the being of oneness, and unity may consist of a simple substance of existing of being. So I just want to give a quick example. When unity, if you think about the body parts all coming together, you have to use your hand to eat, and, you know, the right and the left can't fight over the other. The hand can't say, well, I'm not going to feed you today. Or the leg can't say, well, I'm not going to walk today. Or I'm not going to turn that knob. So it has to go into unity. So I just want to give that, you know, quick example. So it has to, all the body parts have to come together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I want to give. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Sister Tequila, and it's amazing how God designed us as entities of unity, because if all of our parts didn't work together, we could not function, and it's the same way with the work of the Lord. Thank you for that analogy. Do we have others, Bishop Haywood?
Well, Teacher Tendo, I do want to just reiterate and remind everyone, if you've already been on, please press 1 again on your phone to release the line so that we don't confuse you and bring you on again. So I see a few of you. Thank you so much. And like they all just did it. Well, not everybody. You have a few. Please press 1 on your phone. There you go, one at a time. And if you have, because what will happen is I want to bring you back on, because if the line literally, Teacher Tendo, is full, and I had to minimize my screen to so small that I'm going to put my glasses on because if I don't, you know, I have to keep scrolling the control panel because there's so many, you know. So I'm just going to say, please help me press one again and release it so I don't bring you back in again. All right. So looks like we don't have any others. Let me scroll all the way down. All right, we have a bunch of you all on here. So, you know, even if you just come on, as Teacher Tyndall, you know, will always remind us, press one. And if you have a prayer request or if you have a brief comment or a question, please go right ahead and press one now. Other than that, Teacher Tyndall, again, the lines are full. The panel is long scrolling. No one else has pressed one that I can see as yet. And I'll just need your instruction on how to proceed.
Well, you know, Bishop,
snatch them on. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking here, their blessings and their blessings. It's probably a little difficult for you to do all that scrolling, but I'm just thrilled that so many are on there that you're having difficulty scrolling.
Yeah, that's a good, that's a good difficulty problem to have.
Yes.
So you know what? I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining.
Yes, as the gentleman used to say, that's good trouble.
That's good trouble. That is
good
trouble. Yes.
But we just thank God for today and for this beautiful message coming to us from our ecumenical patriarch. He has catapulted us into 2024 to remember the vision, to go forward, and to restore the zeal for the Lord and to recapture that zeal. And it's just stimulated all of us today, I think, because there is more for us in 24. So we, Bishop Tyndall, we thank you so much for how you continue to allow the Lord to use you, such a wonderful, great man of humility. And as I was thinking back over the past year and last year, how God restored and healed you and brought you out even when it didn't look good. God stepped in. Hallelujah. God stepped in. He renewed your strength. Oh, my Lord, I just praise God for what he's done, because it could have been another way, but we're so grateful.
Amen.
We don't take it for granted. We're so grateful to the Lord for his mercy. That his mercy is not one of my favorite scriptures. Great is your faithfulness. Your mercies are new every morning, and your compassions fail not. I don't want to get started, like I said earlier, because I'm full. But I thank God for this day, this broadcast, for all of you who shared words of enlightenment, encouragement, and it does my heart good to see how God is using even this laity broadcast to grow us. And you know, the word laity, and I know when Bishop Tyndall asked me or assigned me to take this on, it said laity broadcast, but the more I think about it, we the laity are blessed and learn from the clergy. So we do feature a number of clergy, our bishops and others who can give us instruction, and we just thank God for the opportunity. We also give thanks to our EBOB and to all of you listeners who support us. We want to give a shout out to Bishop Haywood, who is so faithful, to Pastor Sherry, who is our mentor trainee, and we're going to be taking on more and more involvement with Pastor Sherry as the year goes on. And I want to give a special thanks and shout out to Sister Janae Robinson from Bread of Life, because she assisted with our audio announcement. We're trying to do audio announcements where we can, and we just thank God for her recording our announcement, and I know that you all enjoy listening to it. And so we just thank God for everything that we're doing, and we're asking God to expand our territory in this Ministry of Laity training this year, because there's a lot more to be done that needs to be done. We want to do more in 24. So I do have a few announcements before we sign off. Our next
Teacher Tyndall.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I did have, and I don't know if you how you want to do it, but the hand for Pastor Sherry actually did go up. Also, Pastor. So if
let's hear. I'll do the announcement.
Hear from her? You after announcements? Okay.
No, I'll do it. You let her go, and I'll do the announcements when she finishes.
Oh, okay, so do it now. All right. Pastor Sherry, I'm so sorry. I didn't, you know, you got kicked out, and so I didn't know it was you raising your hand.
Oh, that's all is well. Praise God. Well, thank you for this moment in time. Well, I do honor the Lord, and protocol has already been established, but I do want to thank God for my spiritual father, Bishop Ronald Hobson, and I praise God also for Bishop Davis and everyone else that's on this call that I didn't mention. I just want to say our theme is remembering the vision while going forward in unity, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I just thank God that this is an opportunity for us to fellowship, to continue fellowshipping with all people from all nationalities, all ethnicities, social classes, to continue the work of faith that God has already established. So I praise God. And when we remember, it gives us an opportunity to reflect upon our past, as our EP said, so we don't make the same mistakes that we made before.
Mm-hmm.
Gives us great opportunity to grow. This is going to be the year of growth for us. I've been saying 2024 is more of everything, more maturity, more growth in Christ.
Yeah.
More souls want to Christ. More unity in the church. We definitely need that because we don't need any schisms in our fellowship. We need to be a body that continues to walk in love and to show love at all times to all people. So I thank God for that. I was when EP was talking and he was saying all these remembering things. I remember how God brought me through a wilderness. I don't know if I've ever shared this, how I'm grateful just to be here. And God brought it back how the enemy used to always try to get me to kill myself. He showed me so many ways to kill myself. I remember I got up in the middle of the night, and he said, cut your wrist. So I got up to look for a knife to cut my wrist. But some stranger knocked at my door. And I opened my door. I don't know who he was, but I guess he was an angel sent from God because he wasn't there to hurt me. He stopped me. And another time I was in, all this happened in New York City. I walked straight out in front of a moving bus. I was just like, okay, I'm gone. I walked straight out. I didn't get hit. The bus driver cursed me out. And I was like, okay, I guess it's not my time. And then I remember one time I had left church. I went up to like the third or fourth floor, and I stepped on the ledge of a window, and I was about to step outside of the window because I was so overwhelmed with just light. And I remember my niece, a little baby, said, Auntie, you can't do that. I'm going to miss you too much. So I'm just so thankful that I'm here and how God brought me out of that mental wilderness where the enemy didn't want me to be here to share testimonies, to be a blessing to all the people and lives that I've had the opportunity to pour into. So I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for y'all. I call y'all my family, the unity that we have as a body of Christ. So I am very grateful to each and every one of you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that testimony, Pastor Sherry. And as you were speaking, I was thinking of what Jesus said in John. And he talked about the fact that we have been given to him by the Father, and no one can snatch us out of his hand. And that just reminded me that the enemy tries this and to influence us in our minds and our thoughts, but God will prevail. He has a plan and a purpose for every one of us, and he's going to see that that plan and that purpose is realized. And I thank you for being transparent, because I know that that testimony has blessed somebody who is on this line today, but thanks be to God for keeping you to this time. And, you know, one of the things I want to mention, I was going to include in the announcements. This message today was so powerful that if you know someone who was not listening today, or if you know someone even in the body of Christ who has lost their zeal or is overwhelmed or whatever, please direct them to the UFCCM website and to the archives so that they may too listen to this message and be stirred up, encouraged, and blessed as all of us are today as we are listening. But again, thank you, Pastor Sherry. And for the announcements, I think I mentioned Sister Janae Robinson. That's what I was talking about at that point, but we thank God for her. And the announcement, our next broadcast will be on Saturday, February 10th at 12 noon, if the Lord delays his coming. And our speaker will be His Grace Bishop Marion Davis from, he's a leader of Harvest Ministries, and he's from the Southwest jurisdiction. So Bishop Davis from Killeen, Texas, will be our speaker for the month of February. So please make plans to tune in. Also, our first quarterly UFCCM Laity Network Connection Zoom, and that's a part of the Laity Ministry that we started it in 2021. It's a quarterly event. It will be on Zoom, and that will be on Saturday, January 27th at 11 a.m., I will be sending out emails, messages, and asking Bishop Haywood to put a link on the website so that you can come right into that. Also, remember our 24-hour prayer meeting. We thank God for the 24-hour prayer. We believe in God for more prayer warriors to sign up. The January dates and the prayer list will be sent out by EP and Mother Bishop. I encourage those who are listening, if you are not a part of this, even if you sign up for a half an hour or whatever, we need to take the time to focus and to dedicate some prayer time to God. So please make sure that you check with your local jurisdictional 24-hour prayer coordinator for more details. Let us remember, in closing, to pray without ceasing, to keep our EP, our EBOB, our national leaders, and our entire fellowship in prayer. And finally, as Bishop Tindall said, if you don't know the vision, it's on the UFCCM website. When the website was first designed, one of the first things that was put up there was the vision. So go back if you don't know what it is and read it. It's important that you do that because if we don't know where we're going, we're going to end up someplace else that we don't want to be, and we want to be aligned with the vision. Having said that, I know it's a mouthful, but I'm going to turn it over to Bishop Haywood, who will give us our closing prayer for today and sign us off. Bless you, Bishop Haywood.
Well, blessings to you as well, Teacher Tindall. And what I'd like to say, you know, is just as I begin to pray, I want to just to reiterate what our EP, you know, expressed to us, you know, and that unity, united is in the name of United Fellowship of Christian Churches in Ministry. And the entire theme of our EP's message today, as it settled with us remaining in unity and vision as we move forward, and that our vision be a vision inside the vision of our mission of the UFCCM. I always like to give this little testimony that about 18 years ago, I believe it was, when Lady Bishop and I were deciding to be a part of something, we didn't see anything that we felt was appropriate or that God was leading us to. And I said, well, I think what I'm going to have to do, you know, I'm smart. You know, I know quite a bit. And I know about structure. I know how to do all of these things. And why don't I just start an organization? And I did everything I needed to do to get it started. I even had the name. But as any good, and many have heard me say this before, as any good business person will do first, they'll look and see if there's another name out there like it. And I specifically heard UFCC. For United Christian Churches. And as I began to search, Teacher Tendo, I came across the very first, I believe, website, I believe, that you created.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I put the phone number. And as I read the vision and the mission, it was absolutely everything that I had already written down on paper and had in my heart and spirit. And at that moment, the Lord spoke to me and said, not to form, but to conform into what he has already established. Mm. And from that point, I called the number. Overseer Tendo called me. We had a long talk. And immediately, sometime after that, Mother Bishop and Bishop Tendo, by the leading of the Lord, something I think they just didn't do before, got a plane, came to Wisconsin, drove to Fond du Lac, and we met. And I think at that point, as they say, then it was all over.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there is somebody else that's in this fellowship that's listening right now. Maybe it's not for everybody. Maybe, you know, to continue throughout the UFCC, and maybe the Lord, you know, is preparing you and settling you to be somewhere, to learn something, because certainly I wasn't ready. No matter how smart I was, no matter what a great leader I wasn't ready. God said that I needed to conform and be accountable to leadership and then to be a follower. And then I'll say this, the last thing, please remember this before we pray. In order to be a great leader, and if you are a great leader, you also have to be a great follower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
So we are thankful for our Mother Bishop and our EP, Bishop Tendo, that keeps us accountable no matter how and what level of ministry we are and how many people we lead. We need to be led and be accountable. God of all times, Lord, we thank you.
Yeah.
Help us through the beginning of this year.
Yes.
Help us to be thoughtful of who we are.
Hallelujah.
To ourselves and to others. Lord, that we are mindful that our steps are made to be impactful and our words will carry power. Father God, may we walk gently and may we speak only after we have listened well. And Lord, help us, Lord God, to be reverently aware that what you have endowed upon us, Lord God, that it is for a purpose. It is not for ourselves. So, Father, we regard ourselves, Lord God, right now, that you help us, Lord, joyfully as we go through and willingly, Lord God, do your will and your work and complete our assignment.
Yes, God.
But Father, we thank you and we praise you right now. Now, God, we know, Father, you don't give any credence. We don't give any authority, God, but we do hold, God, right now, the enemy under our feet. We call him out wherever he is. And I just heard this in my spirit. Let us not hold on to the enemy or the devil, even that little thing. Don't love our devil and hate everybody else's.
Jesus.
But let us bind that spirit that tries to rise up even in us. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you, God, right now for all you've done. all you're doing and all you're yet going to do. We thank you, God, even right now. We thank you, Lord God, for expected help, Lord God, of our leaders, of Mother yes. Bishop, Lord God, even, God, right now, as you touch her body. Lord God, we know that this body, God, must go through stages. But, Father, we thank you for miraculous healing. We thank you, Lord God, for miracles, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our EP, God, that he, Lord God, will continue to have the strength, the fortitude, the wisdom, and the ear of the secret miracles and miraculous things that you speak to him on our behalf. So thank you even right now. Thank you, Lord God, for all the leaders on this line, all of the laity that are on this line, the pastors, the bishops, Lord, the elders, the ministers, deacons, Lord God, touch God right now. And Father God, as you fuel us through your spirit, God, to power the ministries, Lord God, let the ministries not forget, Lord God, that we are riding on the ship of this fellowship, the UFCCM, to support and sustain it. And so as we sustain the UFCCM, so shall we be sustained. So we thank you even right now. And we thank you, God, for our host, Lord God, who you've given charge over this powerful ministry of the laity and this broadcast and this vehicle where we can come together and receive. So thank you, God. And we give you the glory, the power, and the honor, Lord God, right now. We receive it from you right now in Jesus' holy, mighty, and matchless name. And everybody that agrees with this prayer, say amen, and it is so, and it is so, and it is so, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and somebody say it one more time, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, everybody. Blessings and love you all. Need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.